other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman coming up in the next hour. We're going to have open phones in this hour. We're going to have open phones in the next on this live Friday edition. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That is the last interview Jesse Ventura will be doing in 2010, and he did it here. He's getting ready to go back to Mexico next week. And you also heard it, breaking news here, that he will not be flying commercial anymore. And let me tell you, they patted him down when I flown with him for like 10 minutes. They go up the legs all over. And that was a few months ago. Now it's got to be hands in the pants. And the hotels, the theme parks, they don't want to lose the business. But the globalists have said they want to make air travel harder. They want to make it restrictive with checkpoints. They want to put carbon taxes on it and ban non-essential travel. That's why they're going to put transponders in all the cars and satellite tracker boxes. The feds have openly announced this. They're now getting everybody ready for it to tax you by the mile. They want you bankrupt. They're waging war against the real economy. We've got to stop them now, because if they just incrementally do this, they're going to win. This is now the biggest story in the country. And we're going to get into a bunch of other just really important news coming up after the break before I get to all of your phone calls. But you heard Ventura. He's being abused by the TSA. He's being violated. So he is done. He is done with it. And we're going to give that MP3 of the first two segments where he talked about that to Kurt Nemo, who's doing a story for Infowars.com. We're getting that processed, right, that piece of audio for him. Fantastic. Great job, crew. Also, this is the first anniversary of ClimateGate. This is when ClimateGate really broke. And, of course, on this day last year, we were popping champagne on air, knowing that we had blown up the Death Star, as I put it. But James Corbett of the Corbett Report sent a great little 10-minute video that, if I have time later, towards the end of the next hour, I'm going to play it. If not, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But that's news that a celebrity, a former governor, a TV host. And believe me, it's not talk. Ventura is very committed, stubborn, jackass-like. I am too. A jackass isn't a common term, jackass. A jackass is a donkey. And if the donkey doesn't want to move, it's not going to move. I actually like him. And I'm the same way to a certain extent. And that's what made this country great, is the stubbornness in the face of tyranny. And, I mean, if a donkey doesn't want to move, folks, you can beat it over the head with a 2x4. There's stories about that in the Bible, where the guy's beating his donkey to death because the donkey sees an angel up ahead on the road and the guy hadn't seen it yet. The donkey won't move. The guy's beating it over the head. I guess me and Ventura are a pair of jackasses. But the issue is, no, seriously, Americans ought to be like that. I mean, look, we're done. I don't care what all the fancy talk. I don't care what you say. We're not. Get rid of this stuff. And I like how he says at the end of his police state episode last week, I said it before and I'll say it again. I'd rather face the danger than give up my liberties. So Jesse Ventura is a great guy, and he's really smart. And you know, he learns more and more about the New World Order all the time. And it's always scary when he comes back from Mexico, as he's read another 20, 30 books. He didn't really watch TV down there. And he comes back with even more knowledge. So that's Aaron Knight at 9 o'clock. Let's make JFK Deathbed Confession number one, please. JFK Deathbed Confession. Just type the initials JFK Deathbed Confession into Google. And believe me, they'll hate it. And we need to get that up to the top. There with the search engine, so that people find out about what's coming up tonight. And we need everybody to get our article from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and post it on your sites. In case they block out our URLs, they'll still get our story. We'll be right back.
Hello, Alex Jones has told you about the delicious, safe, easy-to-fix, and very storable food from eFoods Direct. He's also told you that eFoods Direct has the best food on the planet. Well, here's the great news. It's that time of year, and their holiday special is here. Two holiday-priced packs for you to put into your reserve for a secure future or share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in number 10 cans, and the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy-duty totes. Both are special values for the holidays. When you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on the entire order. These holiday packs are always special combinations of food that are not available at any other time of the year. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Show host this morning in Austin, giddy with primitive war fever. Just absolutely getting incredibly excited over the prospects of war in Mexico. And clearly the crisis on the border with the United States and Mexico does warrant serious hardcore military. We need 100,000 troops on that border. More people have died on that border in the last 2 years than would die in 2 years in the Vietnam War at its height. 28,000+ and growing. And it's all swept under the rug. But Governor Rick Perry, who's running for president, you can absolutely believe that. When he says he's not running for president, ask him why he's a liar in the next year when he announces with him and little Sarah Palin. I wonder what they're going to be doing in the Lincoln bedroom. I mean, give me a break. Perry says he considers military in Mexico. That's the San Antonio Express News today. He said it on television last night. Governor Rick Perry, who continues to insist he's not interested in the presidency, is nevertheless always ready to tell the federal government how to do its job on such matters as border security, including indicating he and the U.S. should be open to sending military into Mexico to help fight the drug war. And I'm going to go over more of his quotes. In fact, let's pull it up on YouTube, what he actually said, to play that a little bit later. I meant to tell the crew that. Here's the problem. The Mexican military and the Mexican governors and the Mexican Congress, almost to a man, are involved in the narcotics trafficking. You can go to Mexico and watch the military tending and growing and guarding the marijuana. The Mexican military has been caught over and over again shipping cocaine and heroin into the U.S. The people the Mexican military are killing are cartels and cowboys and coyotes who are smuggling it and not paying their cut. They're small-time people. Just like the mafia in New York or Chicago, if you go back 50 years ago, some small-time group was trying to bring drugs onto the streets. They'd get filled full of holes, or they'd get cement shoes. So I wanted to briefly just break down the facts. And I've had sociologists, anthropologists on, State Department experts. None of this is my opinion. Okay, and I live down here in Texas. I told folks 6-7 years ago it was a war zone when the media was denying it. We've had car bombs, rocket attacks in Texas, police being killed. It's all swept under the rug, and it's getting worse and worse. Last year, I had a state senator on who admitted on air that martial law has quietly already been declared as of the middle of last year, almost a year and a half ago, on the Texas-Mexico border. The military has pulled back 10 miles off the borders as of 3 months ago from Arizona to Texas. They've ceded 80 miles into Arizona, areas of the state to drug cartels, and the feds have put up signs saying don't go into these areas. Drug cartels in the area. When sheriffs that I've had on this show from Texas have caught truckloads of marijuana and cocaine, in some cases 3 to 6 miles in both cases, one was 3, one was 6, over the U.S., Mexican troops drive over in armored vehicles and stop our police on highways with machine guns and say, give it back or you're dead, and they escort it back. The federal government knows this. So when all, even the liberals get giddy about the idea of a war and say, let's go help the Mexican military stop the drug cartels, do you understand that there's already billions and billions a year in U.S. government funds to Mexico and to Calderon to launch this attack against the other cartels that's caused this war to explode? So this will be adding gasoline to it. Now, if you want to put the military on the border, and next time Mexican troops shoot at ranchers or our police or our military, and you want to have warthogs, A-10s, fly up and down, destroying all their vehicles, I'm all for that. When Mexico commits an act of war next time, I say have Abrams tanks lined up. I say have A-10 warthogs, just 10 or so every state on the border. And in 10 minutes, they can have crews ready and launch those and fly up, and any Mexican columns of trucks or personnel, kill them all. How's that sound? You want a war that's righteous and good? Mexico's running all over this country. That's what armies are for, is to defend your border. Instead of having A-10s flying around killing innocent Iraqis and Afghans and people, let's talk about the real threat. The Mexican government is a narco-terrorist criminal state that abuses and dominates its own people. And the criminal banks that run this country are using the criminal families in Mexico to rule and to squeeze the good, hardworking people in Mexico. And they're sick of it. And this war down there is more about a rebellion than a, quote, drug war. That's only the surface. So I stand with the Mexican people who don't hate the United States and understand that criminal interests run the U.S. just like their country, and I stand for Mexico to have liberty. I'd love Mexico to get a Bill of Rights and Constitution, root out corruption. It'd be a wonderful place to live. It's beautiful. It's wealthy when it comes to natural resources. But Mexico isn't going to get fixed, and the U.S. is going to collapse right along with it if we allow them to send the military down into Mexico. That's our military being sent to back up the main drug cartel, the Mexican government, to secure their monopoly of the $500 billion in heroin and cocaine and marijuana coming in every year. Now, what's the real solution staring everyone in the face that would end almost all of this crime overnight? So many criminal enterprises have been grown through this and have been funded. They're going to find new things to do, but it won't be half as bad. What do you do? Do you send the military down to fight a bunch of people that are in plain clothes in a guerrilla war? And when the smaller cartels have bought off most of the police and the military, because the military brass and the governors, they're cheap. They don't pay off their troops to not be involved in drugs because they want all the money for themselves. They don't share it. They're not smart in their corruption. The lower level cartels will pay off the police and military. That's why they can't be beaten. This is a nightmare quagmire. Not one of our troops should be sent over that border unless it's in an A-10 Warthog to open up on those armored columns. And by the way, you don't need to shoot a DU round to go through their armor. They've got non-DU rounds. They can use exploding rounds fired out of that Vulcan cannon. Do not fire DU down there. You do not need DU. You're not fighting T-72 Russian tanks with 7-inch armor. You can just fire explosive rounds or regular lead rounds at those suckers. Send them in. Send in 100 Warthogs. They'll clean up that border in a matter of hours. And if the Mexican Air Force wants to get it on, send in the F-15s, the F-16s. Send in the B-2 bombers. Hit their air bases. Blow them to kingdom come. But see, our military won't be used for something real to defend our country like George Washington would do. You know what George Washington would do right now? No. Our military's got to go pick on people thousands of miles away because they want to steal their oil and get their opium. Same reason they want us to now go into Mexico to back up their criminal government. Now, what do you do to end all this overnight? You decriminalize heroin and cocaine like it was 80-plus years ago. Let me see. They started criminalizing it by 1932, 33. So how many years is that? Yeah, you're talking 80 years or close to it. You could buy pure cocaine, pure heroin at the drugstore, and there were far fewer people on it because it was looked down upon. People knew how dangerous it was. But if you wanted to go kill yourself, go ahead. That's a free society. What did they lose in 33? What have they just gotten rid of? Prohibition. They couldn't. The corrupt cops, the corrupt FBI, the corrupt government making hundreds of millions of dollars in every major city. And that was back in those numbers off the speakeasies. It wasn't the Christians that got liquor outlawed. They were the useful idiots. It was the big distillers and the corrupt governments that wanted that. And when they lost their prohibition, you know, where they could make 10, 20 times what they could previously when liquor was legal, they needed something new. So they made marijuana, cocaine, and heroin illegal so they could jack up the price again. Who set up Skull and Bones? Who set up the CIA? Admittedly, the main families that controlled opium in this country. This is like ABC News. This is not my opinion. This is absolute fact. The drug dealers make the drugs illegal. The drug dealers want the drugs illegal. You decriminalize now. You don't sell it over the counter. But if somebody's an addict, they can go get a slip of paper from the government and then go get it. And then something else happens. They stop breaking in your house for your stereo computer, for grandma's painting. All these pawn shops fencing all the stolen goods will dry up. All this scum will just blow away. I've seen the criminology reports. Over 90% of home invasions and thefts and carjackings and muggings are drug-related. You don't see winos out knocking people over the head very often for money. No, they just panhandle because the beer's cheap. The whiskey's cheap. Let me tell you, if whiskey was $200 a bottle instead of $7 a bottle for that rot gut they drink, you'd have homeless people breaking in houses like a bunch of zombies. You see the crackhead zombies breaking in houses because that stuff's expensive. This is a scourge of crime. So no, Perry, we don't send our troops down there to secure the drugs for your globalist buddies. Decriminalize, Perry. Decriminalize. And if you really want to be tough, call for the warthogs to be brought in. 10 A-10s per state, 20 miles from the border, the crews waiting in their shacks, the bombs, the missiles, the Gatling guns loaded, send up some send up some Puff the Magic Dragon C-130s with the howitzers?
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breaking up at Infowars.com, former Governor Jesse Ventura will no longer fly due to abuse he's endured at the hands of the TSA. We need to get that emailed over to the Drudge Report. Paul's getting married today, so he can't do it. Maybe listeners will. But I think that's newsworthy. Breaking, former Governor Ventura will no longer fly due to abuse he's endured at the hands of the TSA. And he says it may put an end to his career. Very powerful stuff. We're doing the search term JFK Deathbed Confession for this bombshell TV show out tonight. Let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls, and I've got economic and police state news coming up. But this issue with Perry, getting ready to run for president, got his new book out. It's going to be him and Palin. You just watch. And he said, let's get tough. Let's send our Marines down into Mexico. The government's corrupt. They're the main drug dealers. And you know that, and the government knows that. Rick Perry tried to make girls take Gardasil shots that are deadly. Rick Perry tried to push through NAFTA and GATT-style superhighways to steal all this property. I mean, the guy's as conservative as Mao Zedong. Let's go ahead and but hey, you know, he looks like the bad guy from Scarface. So, you know, what's wrong with that? And, you know, he wears fancy suits. He's got a Texas accent. It must be good. Becky in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I have a TSA story, kind of.
Okay.
I went to get on my flight. I don't know if this is happening to anybody else, but some guy got ahead of me in the line and actually took my seat on the plane. And they stopped it once, and then stewardess went back and said, there's some man there. She didn't check his ticket or anything. And then when they took me back out to the plane, the pilot said, no, I've shut the doors. We're not going to stop the plane. And I lost my seat.
He was probably air marshal.
I don't know, but they said it was standby or something, but they wouldn't even check him. They wouldn't make him get off the plane. Nothing.
Well, it's all about not giving a service. You know, I've read corporate studies that were done back in the 50s and 60s when McDonald's put out trash cans saying thank you. Well, why not make you cook your own food? People think you're getting a better deal by cleaning up your own food. No, you're just destroying jobs in the economy and lowering the overall standard of service. Just like gas stations that didn't have service pumps. Well, now they estimate we lose billions a year of people not checking their water, not getting their oil checked, you know, not getting service. It kills those entry-level jobs. We need to demand more service as a country, and that creates more jobs, and then more service, and then more jobs. Instead, they're getting rid of the entire economy. With globalism and automation, the only part of the economy growing is government. Becky, I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. Let's talk to Sean in Oregon. Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
I've been thinking about these the body scanners and how we can make it more powerful to the public. And we covered the mobile x-ray vans a couple months ago. And if we could get those into everybody's mind, I think that would just put it over the top and just destroy it.
By the way, I have a story about that here today, and I agree with you. Out in Denver, where they have one of the mobile TSA vans, it's an 18-wheeler trailer that they drive around and naked body scan people with. This has already begun. It's in courthouses, you name it. And they report that they caught employees having sex in it, so that's the only reason it's news. It's not coming. It's already here. It's just going to be expanded. It's like Ventura was saying, well, I've got a replaced hip. That's why they always fill me up. I'm not doing it anymore. Well, the TSA has said this will be for everyone. In El Paso, the El Paso Times reported 4 months ago or 3 months ago that they're already doing it. So they're already forcing everyone in a major Texas airport to do it. Here it is. It's Denver Airport Mobile Command used for sex. And, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, it's just a bunch of slobs. Anything else?
Oh, exactly. I mean, if we could get Fox News to cover, I mean, they ran their video story about the TSA, you know, going around and shooting those things into people's walls. People flip their gasket thinking that they're going to be driving around and searching their cars and stuff like that.
Well, it's been in Forbes that they've got 500 trucks driving around looking through your walls. I mean, and that's, those systems are so high-powered, they dwarf a regular chest x-ray. I mean, there's no doubt that that's, like, super high-powered.
Well, it seems like people are okay with it at the airport because they don't fly. But if they realize that they're going to be, you know, at checkpoints searching their cars for drugs and shooting their kids in the back seats full of x-rays, then there's no escaping it. I hear a lot of people saying, well, I just won't fly then. Well, this is still coming. And
you know, that just gave me a very important idea. I'm going to talk about it when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to get people's attention here. We know we're going into tyranny. We know the world economy is being imploded. We know that our society is going in the wrong direction. We understand that. It's up to us now to get the word out to people. And what's old news is new news to people that aren't aware of the Federal Reserve being private or aren't aware that in upstate New York and other areas, they have the National Guard out running X-ray scanners over cars. And the TSA has mobile trucks where they're training to put citizens through checkpoints. We have to get the word out to people. And Tim, here in the office, just came and gave me this little air horn. He said, I thought you might want this. He said, watch out, it's really loud. So I'm going to press this here, hope it doesn't break the microphone, to get people's attention, you know, to basically underline and highlight how serious this information is. It's not that loud. I guess I'm already so deaf, though, from years of radio, with too high of headphones on. Sounds like a boat horn or something. Okay, folks, getting serious here and getting back into your phone calls. I want to get into the economy here in a moment. obviously huge developments on that front. But first, let's continue with your phone calls. Who's up next here? Victoria in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do and let you know I'm an avid Prison Planet subscriber, and I have two things for you. The first one is, if our government really wanted to take care of the border problems with Mexico and stop the illegal immigrant traffic from coming into the United States over the border, all they would have to do is station our military on the border, and it would stop that problem overnight. But instead, they want to use our troops to enslave the American people in all these FEMA camps that they've been, you know, stationing all over the nation that I saw on Governor's show last Friday. And also, they're enslaving the people in other nations for the Federal Reserve System, the bankers robbing the people of their national, of their resources, and making them indentured slaves for life in their own country. It's all about money and control, and they're not trying to help anything. And the other thing that I was looking at was Gerald Celente. Yesterday he was talking about real education being the key to the info war, and instead of what they're doing in the schools, and I totally agree with that since I was in there briefly and got out of that. So another thing that that I did this past week, I created like 6 articles that are free showing parents how to recognize whether their child is like a visual, auditory, tactile, or a kinesthetic learner, and then giving them some tips on how to help their children learn any kind of information they want to a lot easier once they recognize which type of learner they really are. So if it's okay, I'll give the site out where people can get that.
Sure, go ahead.
It's www.phonicsreadingpro.com, and it's the last 6 that I put up so that they could learn that. But tell me, what do you think about stationing our troops on the border to protect our country instead of all the other countries?
No, absolutely. It's common sense. It's what the military's for. Everything the federal government's supposed to do, they won't do. Everything they're not supposed to do and barred by law from doing, they do, because they're a bunch of tyrants. Ruth in Louisiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Ruth.
I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too.
And I'm always praying for you and praying for Justin Tour and everything else. This is a deal. You know, my mother used to say, talk is cheap. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And what we need to do, now there's going to be approximately 20 million people flying for the holiday. Why don't we stop it and do a massive protest and don't fly? Just don't fly.
Well, that's what's happening.
Slice it and dice it.
Yeah, that'll bring these people, that'll bring them to their knees. And, you know, speaking of that, a few days ago, they had this supposed bomb on the German plane. And then it was the telltale sign, oh, they're not sure if it's a bomb. And now some unnamed government did a drill, and that's mainstream news today, and put a fake bomb on it, but they won't say who. Now, something hit me. Wait a minute. They knew that there were supposedly cartridge bombs a few weeks ago, right before the election. They're mailed to England. The bomb experts test it and say it's not a bomb, and Obama comes out an hour later and says it is a bomb. The U.S. tells them, test it again, like, no, we know that's a bomb because we mailed it. You know, that's the one thing they left out. So again, it's all just drills. They use these drills to basically carry out these operations. It's always the same. And so Germany's like, imminent terror attack, and then there's a drill of a fake bomb, but they use it for a day and a half to scare everybody and then come out quietly and say, by the way, it was just a drill. And so this is like all these fake terror attack drills they have are to condition people to accept all this.
Well, I just wish people would just stop flying, period.
I hear you, ma'am, and I appreciate your call. The issue is, though, it's very nuanced. They want us to slowly quit traveling, slowly quit flying as they reorganize things. But they don't want it to happen immediately because that upsets their agenda and the way they've got this put into phases. So, yes, if people stop flying immediately in large enough numbers, they will at least back off for a while. Then they'll come back. I remember, it's got to be 8-9 years ago, reading mainstream news articles about a big RFID symposium that was going on up in Chicago, and it was transcripts of the big speeches they were giving, and the head of it was saying, look, our internal studies show that 80+% of people hate these RFID and all their products, tracking everything they do. But our studies also show that if we just demand it and push it through and ignore what they say and do, they'll just give in to it. So the key is we've got to just keep pushing and hammering and never stop. Well, that's what we've got to do. It's whoever wants it most. They want this control grid. They want to take over society. They want to dominate and control everything. We need to continue to expose them, to document what they're doing, and to resist them. And it's just that simple. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to another caller. James in Michigan. James, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just want to first say I appreciate you, what you're doing, and your crew. I highly respect all you guys. You guys are brave enough to go after the main corruption of our system. Another thing I want to bring up, too, is we need to get the word out about Jesse Ventura not wanting to fly, and that we got tons and tons of people that own jets and planes. People should all contribute to get him to fly privately so he doesn't have to get screened like he is.
Absolutely. I mean, this is for all of us. Think what's coming next if we don't say no to this now, James.
Right, and he's the only one that is publicized on TV, and we need him. If we don't have him, we're done.
Good point. Anything else?
That'll be it. I appreciate everything you guys are doing, Alex. You have a good day.
I appreciate you, Jeff. We're going to continue, or James, we're going to continue with Jeff, Jay, Jackie, Pat, and others after the break. But I want to get back into the TSA some next hour with Bob Chapman because they're really coming out with disinfo now. They're really trying to get off of the defensive into the offensive with more lies, more propaganda. TSA lists myths, facts about passenger security measures. And we're going to be going over this because it's just more lies. These people are unbelievable. But it doesn't matter. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, they said we're not padding your genitals. Now they admit they're even going in your pants. Or they say, oh, there's no radiation danger. Or they say they don't save the images. It's just lies, 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 new lies for old. Now, looking at the economy, here is French news agency. World Trade Organization chief warns against currency wars. The private WTO, the globalist organization, all part of this program to deindustrialize. The big banks have set up the currency wars to devalue currency. It's a global devaluation, not a currency war. We told you it was coming. The head of the World Trade Organization today warned countries against keeping their currencies undervalued to create jobs, saying such policies could spark a return to 1930-style protectionism. They mean depression. And it goes on from there. Bernanke takes aim at China. Wall Street Journal. Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke fired back amid criticism home and abroad of the Fed's easy money policies, arguing that China and others are causing global problems by preventing their currencies from strengthening as their economies boom. By keeping their currencies artificially weak, Mr. Bernanke argued in Frankfurt Friday, China and other emerging markets are allowing their economies to overheat, preventing trade imbalances from adjusting and worsening the so-called two-speed global economy. They've already done that. The globalists always, again, oh, we've got a currency problem. We need a global government and a global currency. Oh, China's got too low of a currency and too many factories. They made deals with them. They did this. They knew. I mean, that's like Greenspan talking about we need to get rid of the criminality in banking when he's one of the heads of it and got rid of the Glass-Steagall. He helped engineer that. So we've got that. And all the joblessness numbers pouring in. Before I go further, though, I've seen a whole bunch of news articles, and I've talked to people in my friends, my family, my neighbors. They say that every coin shop in the town I live in is out of coins, out of silver, out of gold, out of everything. A lot of big gold dealers and silver dealers are out or charging huge premiums right now. So you saw gold shoot up to over 1,400, silver up to 29. Then it went down a little. Now it's gone, starting to go back up again. But that's the digital manipulated market. In the real market worldwide, gold and silver physical holdings are drying up or disappearing. That's exactly what Max Kaiser was talking about. By the physical gold and silver selling out almost everywhere, that indicates that it should be even higher because people are flooding out of currencies and paper into gold and silver. And it's only, what, 2.5%, 3% now? It was just 1% a few years ago. When you get up to 5%, 6% starting to go into gold and silver of the general public out of 100%, it's going to be unbelievable. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to break down this simple fact for folks.
Alex, I'm right here with you, and I've been listening to you, you know, explain what this means. I mean, there's a big article yesterday Patrick Heller put out that there's a silver bar shortage, and it's also happening in the coin market. I know right now U.S. Eagles are just almost impossible to buy. I've been trying to find them all over the place for my wholesalers. I think I'll have to wait till next year to get a decent supply on them in the year 2011 when they come out. It's just all over the place. Why? Spread, like you said, dealers just don't have supply, especially small little coin shops. People walk in the door, they buy what they have, they can't replace it. It's a big problem out there because people want gold and silver. They're not fooled by what's going on out here. Bernanke right now is trying to tell everybody in Europe that we need to continue on with this quantitative easing, which just today the Federal Reserve stepped in and bought $2.169 billion in U.S. government treasury debt just today, just for Friday. I mean, it's just...
Globalists, this is key, the globalists are going to blame America for this, but they're offshore using us to basically take over the planet through their fractional reserve currency. But dollar devaluation in the last few years has led to these other economies to start devaluation of their currencies because the dollar is the world reserve currency. Now that they're lowering, the Federal Reserve blames them and claims the economic problems are being caused by that. It's being caused by the globalist.
It sure is, Alex. It's being caused by the globalists, and it's just all a big plan. And silver's reflecting the prices on that. I mean, we had silver at $25 an ounce here just a few days ago. Silver's almost at its peak again, seeing a high today of $27.36. That's just a direct reflection on what the fiat money's doing. I mean, the currencies around the world are all coming down unilaterally, and that's why gold and silver's been doing so well. And they think that they can dupe us into thinking, hey, if we just suppress the prices for a couple of days, people will become convinced that it's better to stay in fiat money than it is to have the real gold and silver that was intended for us by our founding fathers of this nation many years ago. You know, just you can't print money and expect that people are going to continue to believe that it's going to hold value. That's why there's so much talk about inflation. As a matter of fact, there's lots of warnings coming to Ben Bernanke right now talking about, hey, you got to stop this QE2 thing because we're going to see inflation here in this country. And that's the news. I mean, I was looking at Bloomberg's top 10 stories, and there's just like two or three that don't cover this inflation issue. Everything else is all about it. And, you know, Alex, everybody knows that you just simply can't run a printing press and expect the dollar to hold value.
Well, you've also got all these other globalists now positioning themselves like they're against what's happening when they're all part of the same group that's engineered this, to have the head of the World Trade Organization say that this can cause 1930-style depression. I mean, that's what's happening. Ted, tell folks about today's gold and silver offer.
Well, I think the best way to get introduced to gold and silver, I know you're thinking about gold and silver out there because people are calling us and they're actually buying from us with the market even lower, which is really smart on their part. But that $97 for your three DVDs, $97 gets you the Fall of the Republic, Endgame, and Obama Deception. If you don't know what's going on, watch those three videos. Pass them out. Make copies. For $97, you're going to get three silver dollars. It's just like the total win-win situation. I haven't made a better deal than that. Completely all hands down since I've been in business. I've been in it for 30 years. The rest of it, I mean, British sovereigns right now are at 369. Francs are at 294. They've all come down a little. Now is the time to buy. But if you're looking at getting started and you just want to be, you know, introduced to gold and silver, I can't make this easier for you. $97, and we do accept credit cards for that. You're going to get, that's delivered, three silver dollars.
Well, Chad, let me fire this out. Silver and gold going back up. People need to take advantage of this, but the issue is you have silver and gold at incredibly low prices. The radio offers are some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. Well, this is when almost everybody's sold out, or they are jacking up prices right now because of the premiums they're having to pay. But Ted's been in the business 30-plus years. He's got the great connections. He's got a lot of volume. A great place to buy. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And the best thing is all these radio specials, he's got them on hand. He's shipping this out to you very, very quickly. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, stay there briefly. I want to hear about some of the other gold and silver specials you've got. And we're going back to your calls. Bob Chapman coming up on the economy. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a Fountain of Youth facelift at avatarfacial.com. And click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled AVATARfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the Fountain of Youth facelift.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
These are the type of things going on with the TSA. Woman with two artificial knees describes sexual assault by screener. More reports of the hands in the pants. Tears after rough skirt search. Another mainstream news headline. Cancer surviving flight attendant forced to remove implant during pat down. Airport consider call to ditch TSA. And it goes, will Turkey Day flyers call foul and not fly? Biden, the vice president, is now defending pat downs. Airport mobile command post used for sex romps. That's what the Drudge Report's got up. We got the same stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But that's pretty big news, Ted Anderson, having Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, break on this show that his career may be over, TV, you name it, that he is not going to fly commercial ever again and have them grab his crotch, a headline breaking. Former Governor Ventura will no longer fly due to abuse he's endured at the hands of TSA. Also, we really need to make this the number one Google search term. You guys and gals are so great doing this. JFK deathbed confession. Just put the initials JFK and the deathbed confession into Google. With they're going after George Herbert Walker Bush tonight. They're going, they're interviewing, you know, deathbed confession by one of the assassins. This is just groundbreaking to be on national television, so search the term JFK deathbed confession. Going back to Ted, what's your view on Ventura saying he's never going to fly again?
Well, I certainly can't blame him. I mean, who wants to be felt up by these people? It just doesn't. It's like a direct violation of our constitutional rights. It's just simply wrong. And it's neat to see it develop like it has, especially from your particular show. I mean, it's like the whole world grabbed this story. Thank goodness.
Well, DAs are saying it's felonies what they're doing.
Well, I know it. And I had a story. One of the callers called me personally. He said his friend just had breast removal surgery because they had breast cancer. She had breast cancer. A doctor's note not to be felt up, and they did it anyways. I mean, the pain.
They don't care if you've got sutures. They don't care if it's not sanitary. They don't care if they just search 50 people with the same gloves. They're going to do it because they are God.
You know, it boggles my mind what the government thinks that they can do. I mean, it's obviously they have no regard to the people of the United States. I mean, we should be up in arms against these people. There's no question about it. They're representing us. We don't want this. Why are they doing it? It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, Kurt Nimmo put out the story yesterday, and I really think it should be one of the biggest developments ever. And, you know, that's the DA says that he is sending deputies into the airports to stake them out, that they're going to arrest people that they see doing this. So the DAs aren't just now, and it's other DAs are joining it. They're not just warning them now, hey, you better not do this. They've got them basically staking out some of the airports. And now the vice president's responding. I mean, this is big. Now we're about to go to break and come back with calls and Bob Chapman, Ted, and other news. But briefly, you know, not just the three silver dollars and then three of my films free and the free shipping. That's a great deal. 800-686-2237. What about Franks? What about the British sovereigns? What about half-dollar silver? Yeah, what does that cost right now?
I can tell you right now, if it wasn't for the fact that I was able to buy a bunch of more silver at $25 an ounce, I'd have to raise my Walking Liberty halves. Currently, they're at $12.84. We have silver at $27 an ounce now. They're going to be going up in price. The franc right now, I have at $2.94. Gold is going up. That's going to go up, too. You buy one of those, I'm going to get you a subscription to Bob's newsletter. I mean, there's just so many things that I have that are just really ripe for the pickings right now. Alex, we all know that there's economic turmoil going on. Everybody can see that. Man, if you have your money invested in stocks, bonds, CDs, annuities, I mean, there's just a whole long list of items. Municipal bonds, it don't matter. All that stuff is going to be in trouble. You should give us a call, you know, about this stuff. I mean, that's just the thing. I mean, as we see the economic system break down in front of our eyes, it's like, hey, look at what you have. Take action. 1-800-686-2237. And do it now. Don't do it later.
Absolutely, Ted. Good talking to you. Bob Chapman, your call's coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.